Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Thank you.
bless the Lord, O my soul. Then me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. We are so delighted to be with you on this wonderful, wonderful day. This is the third day of the new year, and the Lord has been good to all of us, hasn't he? He brought us, giving all of us that's on this side of heaven, that's on the top soil and not the soil on top of us, another one wonderful day to make work wrong in our lives right and to walk closer and closer with him. My friend, that is just a blessing, isn't it? And we serve a good God, don't we? And he's just not good some of the time, but he is good, good, good all of the time. Yes, he is. 15, 4, 7. Oh, yes, he is, my friend. We definitely serve God that's good around the clock. Not just good today and bad tomorrow. My God is good all of the time. And he knows what's best for us all. Amen and amen. My friend, are you ready? Are you ready? Good morning. Because that's what we do here on Chatting from the Word. We are praising, praising, and praising the Lord. Yes, we are. We are praising him. Praising him. Yes, we are. We are praising. Praising the Lord. This is episode 310 on the BTR platform. And we are so delighted to bring this episode on to your. And we hope that you keep your ears on long enough to hear this program in its entirety. We hope that you do just that. First of all, we want to welcome all of our new listeners. If this is your first time listening in, we would love to welcome you to the program. But not just only welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest, and we do this month. I would just want to thank you for having your ear. And my friend, if you love what you're listening to here on Chatting from the Word, hey, share with your friends. Share with those that you're buddies with on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, TikTok, and all that. Share and share. We'd be so delighted that you would share this program with many of your friends, because I believe the gospel is important to get out there. And every soul needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, because our Lord, he wants the entire world to be saved. Well, he died on the cross. He didn't die for me, but he died for the whole world, so that the whole world. So this message is for the whole world. So share this program. Christian programming is important. So share this program, Chatting from the Word in the Morning with your host, Brother Oscar. And again, this is our contribution time. If you want to send in your contributions, you can do just that. Come in now, because we do need your financial assistance in keeping this fire going. Send in your contributions. There's nothing wrong with supporting Christian programming, regardless of saying it is wrong. There's nothing wrong with supporting an entity that is getting the gospel to the world and getting the gospel to where it's needed to be, you see? So help us out here on the financial basis in doing just that here on Chatting from the Word. And we want to ask if you can. And if you're wondering what's in your proceeds, we do have a account on PayPal. Just go on and pull up the PayPal webpage. PayPal com and put the mail address, which is lowercase, Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. And also, you can go to Zelle, Zelle, at gmail.com. And as I just said, beginning with $5 and up, any amount will be satisfactory, and we would love to thank you for your generosity right now. We want to thank you for your love offering. You are listening to Chatting from the Word in the Morning, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York McVoice, on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting that all-important zap, crackle, and pop Christian Word. And we are so delighted to do just that. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Amen. Amen. This time to give you a shout out. We appreciate you listening. We really do, especially you all that are listening to us live. We just love to say good morning to you and allow you to Oscar. We love you so much and we appreciate your time listening to us here on Chatting from the Word. We love you. We really do. We know many in the states are listening and many countries still listening to us here on Chatting from the Word, and we just want to tell you, keep up the good work. Help us out here on Chatting from the Word. We just love to say good morning to you. Good morning to you. Amen. Amen. And my friend, that was your roll call this morning. Snapshot of the program today. This is your snapshot. Amen. Amen, Brother Oscar. You heard an introductory song, which was sung by Steve Adams. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my friend, it was on. Without Lord Jesus Christ come back for his church and take us on home. I don't know about you, but I hope I'll be in that number when the Lord comes back and get up. Yes, yes, and yes. Thank you, Steve Adams, for that beautiful, beautiful song. And, of course, our prayer time will be pretty soon. Our prayer time will be found in Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 35 through 39. That's Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 35 through 39. If you love to read along with us, you are welcome to do just that. And, of course, Radio Acapella will be singing the Hour of Prayer. Yes, they will be singing Sweet. Of prayer. And of course, yes, you guessed it. Yes, we're going to do our chat this morning. Of course, we're talking about concerning spiritual gifts. And we are taking our chat from the first letter that Brother Paul the Apostle wrote to the Corinthian church, trying to encourage them, because many people who send letters to Paul addressing the problems that the Corinthian Church of Christ going through. So we're in the first letter, chapter 12, and I believe we are talking about wisdom, the gift of wisdom, and a little bit on knowledge and knowledge. So what we're doing in the lesson this morning, we still talking about wisdom, and of course we're coming from Proverbs, the first chapter, as well. We are in Proverbs, the first chapter, and we want to finish that off right there, because I believe that Solomon has a good thought here when it comes to wisdom. Of course, other scriptures that we are going to 12:6, 1 John 4:1, Ephesians 4:1-4, and Mark 16:15-20. Now, concerning the spiritual gifts. And my friend, if you want to hear the rest of this chat, keep your ears on long enough to hear the chat for this morning. And my friend, that's up the program today. Your snap chat. My friend, are you ready? Are you ready to get on board this train? The gospel angel. And if you're ready to get aboard explosion, line up, and have your tickets out. And if you lined up with your tickets out, get on board this train. The gospel explosion.
Your touch.
our tribulation, our distress, our persecution, our famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword. As it is written, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than to him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither the death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. For reminding us the love of Christ. Oh, my friend, Christ loved us enough. He loved us enough to take on the cross. He loved us enough to come down on this cruel world, knowing his mission. Understand now. Christ came on this earth knowing his mission was to die for us. People, back when the world began, at that time and beyond, even us today. And we want y'all here and just don't want to live for it. And I don't know what to say about people who just don't love Christ. I love him. I thank him every day. I thank the Lord Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit every day for dying on me, for me. My friend, are you ready to go to the throne of grace where we can find help in time for me? We'll pray with you, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, oh, Father, we come to you this morning, recognizing your grace, recognizing your goodness, your love. Come, Father, all of us, we are guilty of sin. We all have sinned, Father, we fall short of your glory. But Father, it's in Jesus Christ, through your Son, that there is forgiveness of sin. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Father, for watching over us in life. Father, we just want to thank you for allowing us the benefit of another wonderful day, giving us on this time to our life a second chance, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right. Oh, Father, we want to thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, giving us that gift of your Son, your precious Son, allowing him to come down this show us how to live, to show us how to love, and to show us how to commit with you. And taking upon himself the cross, died in our place, becoming sin, so our sins may be washed away in his blood. Oh, Father, come praying for you, Lord, we come to praying for the murders of our children everywhere. We come praying for those last murderers that's killing even our adults. Lord, we come the world is not all the bad things that's destroying us. Father, we pray for the Russia-Ukraine situation. Father, we pray that Mr. Putin will stop all the innocent bombings and killings and to love you and to get to know you. Father, pray for the world in which you live in. Father, oh, Father, we recognize that the world stands for Jesus. Father, what we request is to allow us as Christians to shine our light, so others may see the light and come to the brighter light, which is Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we pray for those who love him, comfort them. Father, we pray for those who love them, at the hands of who always conquered them. We come praying for the families who police officers, and they gave their life in the line of duty, Father. We come for them. Oh, Father, we pray for our political leaders at this time. Father, we pray that we have made law forgiving us from worshiping you and make law as we all can live in peace and harmony. Again, Father, we pray for the church. Father, help us as the church as a whole to be the right house for Jesus Christ, leading others through Christ. And Father, 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 we just pray for all of our listeners. Be with them through their doubts and fears and shortcomings. Father, cast all the doubts and fears in the deepest part of their soul so they won't be surfaced anymore. Oh, Father, 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 we just come to pray for our program once again. Father, we ask that you help us keep it on the air. Help us with the lessons, Father. Help us that we may help someone that's trying to make heaven their home. And Father, we pray for those that lost for the first time. And Father, those that try to preach the gospel and make a difference in the world when it comes to next stage. And Father, as always, we ask that you keep us encouraged to never discourage. In Jesus' blessing name do we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us, and as always, we hope that it's on your mind. And you can always call in your prayer request. I call the number 319-527-6722, or you can call in, if you want to chat with your host, you're welcome to do that. If you want to chat with us during our chat, you can do just that. And, of course, the number is 319-527-6722. The number again is 319-527-6722. Amen, amen. This is our second half of the program, and we hope that you keep your ears on through the whole program. It looks like we might be a little bit on time here. Thank the Lord. 3 seconds behind, but we are all right. We want to welcome you to the program, and we hope that you still have your ears on and that you're listening to us here on Chatting from the Word. We're trying to uplift the day to day so that you can show Christ to a world that don't know Christ. Wear that smile. Keep your head up high. We as Christians have nothing to be ashamed of. Amen. Of course, at this time, we want to ask for a contribution if you can help us out to keep this fine program going and going. We will appreciate that very much. And we're asking for you to at least start off at $5 and up if you can. And if you want to know some of the proceeds, of course, we have a account on PayPal. Just go on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com. And put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscar343@gmail.com. Again, that is oscar343@gmail.com. Now, you might get Oscar York Publishing at first, and that is us, too. It is safe to put the proceeds there as well. And, of course, you can go to Zell, G-E-L-L-E. Again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscar343@gmail.com. Again, that is oscar343@gmail.com. And we want to thank you in advance for your generous love offering. Thank you. Show your love for us here on Chatting from the Word. Amen. And amen. Usually at this time, we put it at this time to let you know where you can listen to the program. Of course, you can Google us. Just Google Oscar. Google Chat. Host Oscar, and our shows. All of our shows should come on there. and you have a chance to listen to any one of them. If you want to catch up on our chat, you are welcome. You can also do that. You can catch up on all the chat if you haven't heard it before. Catch up and be with us on our chat time. And as always, as I said, if you don't agree with me, fine, but talk to me about it. Have book, chapter, and verse of the Word of God. So you can Google us, or you can go to Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Podvine, and others to really listen to our program. And we want to give a shout out to Brother Chris Edwards. He's doing a good job by sharing the program. And give me a holler, Brother Chris, so that we can talk. But we want to thank Brother Chris Edwards. He was one of our partners here on the program. And we appreciate that, brother. He's a good brother, good soldier in the army of the Lord. Amen. And amen. You're listening to the Chatting from the Word. And I am your host, Brother Austin York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so, so very happy to Amen and amen. Thank you, announcer. This is our chat time, and as I've said many times, this is the best part of the program for me because I love chatting to the Word of God. Word of God, you ask a little is important. If we are seeking to be saved and go to heaven, it's important to be connected with the God of above, and with Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit. And it's through the Word of God that we are connected with Him. Not every word, every comma in the Word of God to go to heaven, but you got to know God. And it's through His Word where we can learn of God and His ways. And I believe many of us, the reason why we don't really want to learn it, because many of us, while we claim we just don't have time to get off into the scriptures and read them and see what the scripture says, think about it. If you have a second to breathe, you have a time. You have time to read God's word. Because God should be more important to us than anything, anyone in this world is the Word of God. We should be able to eat it, breathe it, talk it, and everything else. If you're asking Brother Oscar, are you asking me? We're not asking you, Brother Oscar. All right, but you have time to breathe. You have time to study the Word of God. And with all the conveniency of today with the internet and with phones, we can easily pull up a copy of God's Word and study it while we walk and stay it while we eat and stay it while we're at work, stay it anywhere we go. So with all the convenience of today's time, nobody can tell me they just don't have God. And get to know God, get to know how sweet He is, because He's sweet, I know, yes, He is, He's sweet, I know, oh, our Father, He is so sweet. So we hope that you take our time of each day to study God's word and get to know the Father, the Son. Okay? And I'd be amiss if I don't say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk around you, over you, up you, over you, down you, around you, but we want to talk with you. We want to try to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. Because I believe this, if we can reason by pet dog Rolo to learn to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. At least I hope we can. But many today, they say the most confusing thing today is politics and religion. I can understand politics, but religion, when the God, Word of God is on the pages of the and all we need to do is take out time and read it, how can one be confused? When the Bible in Romans, and Matthew 16 and 18, he says, upon this rock I will build who church? My church. When Ephesians 4:4 talks about there's only one body, one church. Ephesians 1:22 and 23, the church is Christ. Colossians 1:18, the church belongs to Christ. And everything we do should be in Christ. It be in the listen to his apostles' teaching. How can we go wrong if we just get down and obey God? You ever lost to know that the world is trying to confuse you? That's Satan. And that's one of Satan's arsenals that he has in his weaponry. Is the weaponry is the arsenal of confusion. And Satan was the author of confusion from the very beginning. Yes, and Eve, to make Eve eat that tree, forbidden tree, he told Eve a half-truth and not the whole truth. And Satan's working like that today. He's telling me today, the half-truth. He ain't going to tell you that if you want to come to Christ, you must be saved the way Christ says to be saved. And that it's just in his body. See, they're going to tell you, oh, there's many ways. The Word of God doesn't say that, does it? The Word of God says it's one way to be saved. And if you're not in that one way that the Word of God says, or has pinned down, which was already discussed in heaven in the beginning of time, there's no way you can be saved following any kind of way. That's only one way to salvation. And that's it. Jesus Christ and being. But this morning, we hope that you have a copy of God's Word so that we can really study about spiritual gifts. Because I believe this morning that when we talk about spiritual gifts, that the world is so confused when it comes to spiritual gifts. And men today believe that you must possess certain gifts to prove. You know what? I feel like this, but if you can prove salvation, if you can prove God exists, if you can prove it, where's faith? If you can prove God and not God, say, I can prove God, or I can prove that I'm saved. Well, I can prove this, I can prove that. The question is, where is faith? Where is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's by faith that I believe I know I'm saved. It's by faith I know my Father is in heaven. It's by faith that I know one day Christ is coming back for his church. Is by faith I know I'm going to heaven. All by faith. I don't have to argue with you about there is a God. I'm not going to have that argument with you. Because through my faith, I know God exists. and the world want to argue now, prove to me God exists. I don't have to prove anything. But my faith and my love for him tells me that he exists. But this morning, we want to talk about the spiritual gifts. And I believe on yesterday, we were talking about wisdom. That's what we were talking about on yesterday, because Paul in 1 Corinthians 12, and I believe it's verse 8 of our text, of our chapter of Paul, in the first 12 and 8, Paul says these words, and I just want to read it to remind you about wisdom and what he says about knowledge. And verse, I believe it's verse 8, Paul says, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8, Paul says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge. Here Paul says that the same Spirit gives us the word of wisdom. It is the same Spirit that gives us the word of knowledge. But many want to argue about that. Many want to argue about that. You know what? To argue about that shows God you don't have no wisdom. It shows God you still in your foolish state. You don't learn anything if you're arguing about the word of wisdom, if you're arguing about the word of knowledge. And I just want you to read what Proverbs says about wisdom, because I believe Solomon has a good grip here when he's talking about wisdom. Listen to his words. The men do not want to listen to the words of God, but listen to what Solomon says here in verse 19. Proverbs, Solomon says, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, with taking away the life of the owners thereof. But before that, he talked about the net, doesn't he? We talked about that net on yesterday. And we compared the net today to the thing. And let me say this before I forget it. I'm not saying that the internet is a bad thing, but you can make it a bad thing. Not saying the internet is a negative thing, but you can make the internet a negative thing. But what Brother Oscar is saying, that you have so many that use the internet to, what word I can use, to play games with people. You have many on the internet that's out for greedy gain to get money of people. You have people that use the internet for all sorts of reasons. But here on Chatting from the Word, we use for the good of the gospel to tell you how good Jesus Christ is. And yesterday we said, the internet just like that net. The internet, if you use internet, you can go everywhere around the world, everywhere in the city, everywhere in the country, everywhere to get people attention. And many today are using the internet in a negative way for God-forsaken gain. And here Solomon says, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, with taking away the life of the owners thereof. Don't you know when you try to talk people out their money because you want their money? Don't you know that that's wrong? Do it in an honest way. Go out there and make you some money. Honestly, don't lie, steal. Don't do that. Use the internet in the honest way. And then Solomon says these words. Wisdom cried without. She uttered her voice in the streets. She cried in the chief place of concourse. In the openings of the gates, in the city, she uttered her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. That's the word knowledge creeping up in there, isn't it? But here's Solomon. He talks a good talk, destiny, and I love it because he said, now wisdom is crying to us. But many do not want to listen. Many, wisdom is in the street. Learn wisdom. Let me read it again. Wisdom is crying. Without she uttered her voice in the streets. Oh, my friend, you know, it's life that teaches us from so many things. I know life, I'm getting ready to be 68 this year, and I know I've learned a lot of things, not just in books, but also in common sense. Common sense. The internet's a new thing, and I'm trying to learn it, and I'm trying to be watchful of those that want to use me for their own gain. It's a new thing for people like in their 60s, where they'll have a good grip on the internet, and sometimes you got to ask your grandbabies or your children how to do it. But what I'm saying to you this morning is the fact that we must be watchful, okay? And wisdom teaches us how to be watchful of people. In other words, you know, you can fool me once, and maybe you can fool me twice, but you fool me the third time, I'm a fool. And I try not to get bite the third time, but when you come back the third time and you do it to me the third time, I just have not learned anything, have not. But wisdom teaches you to watch out. That's wisdom. We learn how to watch out for people who are trying to gain your money, trying to gain you for money and try to use you in all sorts of ways. Wisdom will teach you how to avoid those kind of people that have to get you. And it's through wisdom we learn that, don't we? And there's these words again. He cried in the chief places of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In a city, the utter her words saying, how long, you simple ones, we love simplicity. Saying, how we say the simple will stay simple and love the simplicity. They love the simple things. They don't want to be where they should be. They stick with the simple instead of growing to what they can better themselves. So they stick with the simple, and they stay in the simplicity. And then, Solomon said, and the scorners, either like in their scorning. Scorning is where people are talking about you, and sometimes making fun of you. And many do that today, don't they? They love to talk you and make fun of you, make you look bad in front of people. They love to scorn you and get a laugh or two and say, look at Brother Oscar, he thinks he's somebody. And they want to laugh at Brother Oscar. Now, that's fine. That's fine and then. And all I can tell people, I'm just trying my best to be a servant of the Lord. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. And Brother Oscar does not think he's I'm just. Now, if you want to talk about Oscar and scoring me and make fun of me and laugh at me, that's fine. That's fine. That's all right. That's all right. But, my friend, if you do that, you know what? You're fool. Because fools hate knowledge. Fools hate knowledge. Simple don't want to learn. The scorners want to stay scorned because they don't want to learn. And fools hate knowledge. They both are fools. They're hating knowledge, which comes with learning, comes with wisdom. Oh, my friend, wisdom is crying. And Paul says the words of wisdom. Don't you want the words of wisdom this morning? Don't you want the words of knowledge? And many of us today, we want to avoid the words of wisdom. When Brother Oscar tells you how you must be saved, we don't want to do that. What a message of salvation. We want to hear every other message, but we don't want to hear a message of salvation. We'll listen to anybody else on the radio or TV, but we don't want to hear the truth. We listen to everything else, but when it comes to the truth, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear the truth. But wisdom tells you to listen to what is truth, and many of us do not want to hear the truth. Many of us don't want to be saved, though many of us today are wondering about salvation. You come by hearing. Romans 10 and 17, so then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Many don't want to hear that. They just want to say, oh, I can just believe. That's not what the Bible says, does it? It says faith comes by hearing. First, you have to get the faith. And faith comes by what? Hearing. Then you must believe what you heard. Hebrews 11:6, you must believe what you heard. You must believe that. Mark 16:15-16, you must believe what you heard. That's God's word. And then must hear, believe, repent. You must repent. That was Peter's message to those on their Pentecost. Peter, men and brothers, what must I do to be saved? Peter told them, do what? Repent and be baptized, every one of you. Then you must confess Jesus. Romans 10:9-10. But with the heart man believes righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You must confess Jesus, not just with your mouth, but with your life. With your life. Many today don't want to do that, do that. And then you must be baptized. That's our lesson today. We're talking about wisdom. And my friend, I hope you're wise enough to know the difference. Amen. We want to thank you for allowing us to be a part of your morning. And we want to thank you for allowing us to come into your homes or wherever you are. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, with our tell loud, be thy name. Now keep them in fear. Thy will is good. Our Father, we pray for all of our listeners that you be with them. Now may the grace of God be with us and tell us to do it again. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray.
Oh, when we reach that city of the New Jerusalem, oh, we're going to sing. Yeah, we're going to sing. Oh, by and by. Oh, how the ransom singers will together lift that hymn. Oh, what joy when we all get together. Get home.